Israeli forces launch fresh deadly attacks against Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Israel has targeted several areas across the besieged enclave, including the town of Rafah. Over 50 Palestinians were killed and more than 250 were injured as Israel shelled a shopping center in Rafah. Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital is being evacuated after Israel threatened to attack the compound. The attacks came after the Israeli army officially announced that a ceasefire with Hamas is over. Israel unilaterally ended the ceasefire shortly after it took effect at 500 GMT. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Palestinian resistance groups of violating the truce, but Hamas has rejected that allegation, saying Israeli attacks on Rafah provoked retaliatory fire from resistance fighters. Over 1,500 Palestinians have been killed and thousands more injured in 25 days of Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip. To get the latest from Gaza itself, we're now joined by Akram Al-Sattari, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now via satellite. Akram, what is the latest?
The Israeli occupation forces are intensifying their attacks in Rafah area, trying to prevent any vehicle whatsoever from moving outside of the area. The latest news from Rafah is that they targeted a house in the area and they are targeting any moving object there. The people believe that the Israeli occupation forces are trying now to prevent anyone from leaving the area, and they are hoping they would find the soldier being now moved between Khan Yunis and Rafah area, and that explains the very heavy aerial attacks and also artillery fire into the Rafah area and also into the area between Rafah and Khan Yunis. The house that was targeted is in between Rafah and Khan Yunis, and we are still hearing some unconfirmed news about more targeting that will keep you posted whenever we have the full information about.
And what is the latest surrounding Al-Shifa Hospital?
Well, Al-Shifa Hospital received a warning from the Israeli occupation forces. People informed that they received those warnings on their mobiles, and they received also text messages. They rushed out of the hospital, and people are still now evacuating the building. The journalists that were present at that area are withdrawing, are just pulling back to some certain safe distance between the Al-Shifa Hospital and them. And we are still waiting for the news about that. The cardiac surgery department that is threatened, and they are waiting now to know what's happening. And if that place was targeted, it will affect the hospital, Shifa, the Al-Shifa Hospital at large.
Okay, Akram, thanks very much for that update.